This episode is brought to you by KoboldQuarterly.com. The magazine with big shoes to fill keeps growing. They have articles, interviews, and new spells, classes, and monsters that reach more and more readers with every issue. Dungeons & Dragons, The Lost Tales of Ashiram, a campaign for D&D 3.5.
Yeah, I opened the book.
You can't read Draconic.
Explosive runes.
You open the book? It's in a language you don't recognize.
Okay.
But you have, write down.
Oh, looks like you have something to study. No D&M, though.
So we can't tell what the magic items are. We have to take those back to town.
You need to write down foil.
Which does
a D8.
I took one of the rubies.
You took one of the sapphires, no doubt.
Okay.
And Ethan took the other sapphire, so go ahead and mark that you have a sapphire.
So, should I have taken both rubies?
Yeah. The sapphires are worth more than the rubies, actually.
So, one ruby and one magical ruby.
Yep.
Alrighty.
So, can she try to appraise the normal gemstones? Mm-hmm.
I look at them with an 18.
You look at them with an 18?
Uh-huh.
She's like, well, there's some flaws in them, I think. So they're not going to be worth a lot. And you're like, these things are beautiful.
They're beautiful! Let's look at that. You see, those aren't flaws.
Those are faucets.
Those are faucets. Lovely. What he said.
Okay.
Magnificent.
Okay.
Matches your eyes.
Okay, I got it. They're good.
She has green eyes. I'm the one who has blue eyes.
Matches your eyes. Go ahead.
Hitting on the half elf. Because that's the only one he thinks he has a chance with.
Just because she'll get into bed with you before I will.
You're a paladin. No.
It's like having sex with a god. You.
Come on.
Does that
you're married to your god.
Does that mean I never get any?
You're not there's nothing
you're
that
not
says
married.
Paladins have to be chaste. Paladins can be as right as anybody else unless their god says, no. Chastity, and then you look at that god and go, I'm going to another god.
Well,
no, they're worth a pretty penny, but you're not going to get anywhere near what they're worth from the town you guys live in, so you guys will want to hold on to them.
They're worth quite a lot.
Okay.
Hold on to them.
I will do
so. Hold on to her. You have one too.
Still haven't found your item. Let's go to one of these passageways.
There's two passageways off.
Okay, let's go to the less dark one.
They're both dark.
Let's go to the one on the right. Okay.
Always to the right, never to the left.
All right, then.
Go down to the right?
Yes.
Okay, you guys go down. And I need you guys to make a spot check. Everyone leave.
10.
15. 4. What do I see?
I got a 4!
You see, since she's in the lead, she's just about steps on it, there's a pressure plate.
What? Don't step on that. Oh. Good eyes. Is there a rock in the passageway? A small rock?
No. But he's got a dagger.
Throw a dagger at that. Right there.
So far, I haven't been able to hit the broadside of a barn with it, so we'll see.
That's a one.
Throw it the other way.
All right.
You gotta throw it, and it just hits the ground and bounces up in the air. Lands on the ground right in front of you. You want to try that again?
Try that again.
It'll bounce a little.
Yeah, here you try. I'm bound to, like, castrate myself or something.
Wow.
She's like,
hits it. You hear a rumbling sound, and the floor drops out from where you guys were.
Right, that dagger belongs to you.
It falls out where you guys would have been standing.
Oh, okay.
And you can see very sharp spikes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, those are pointy.
I'm glad we didn't walk on that.
Yes. That dagger's yours, by the way.
Thank you, dagger.
I'm bound to kill myself the next time.
Wow, good thing you saw that, because you guys would have fallen to a very sharp, pointy pit.
We would have gotten.
And
points.
I have a horrible. And I would have died.
Yeah, you might want to drink that cure light potion.
Can I have some more potion?
You actually
you
have one.
Oh,
you have one.
You?
Yes,
I have extras. If you need another one later,
I still have one.
Will I still have it, or no, then it goes
if
away?
If you drink it, it goes away, but you get a D8 plus 3 hit points back, which means you should be able to recuperate all your hit
so
points.
So I roll this. Mm-hmm.
Yes, 8. So you get all your hit points back. You're all the way back up.
You're up to tops. You're tip top.
So how do we get over this hole?
How big is it? You brought a rope.
I have rope.
I can.
It's about 20 feet to a wall.
And how are we going to attach the rope?
You guys have a crossbow.
Or I can jump across.
Yeah, with your rolls? No.
I've got crossbow it is. On my jump.
Yeah, but I don't want to attempt you have a minus 2 because of your armor.
Okay.
Yes. Oh.
I will attach the rope to my crossbow and try to...
Shoot at the wooden wall?
Yes.
It's wooden.
There's a wooden wall?
It's wooden.
That's even better. How much do you weigh? Maybe I better do 2 of them.
What are you saying?
You weigh more than us because we're tiny.
Petite.
Oh, well, I'm hitting a wall.
Yeah, yeah, wall's AC5.
Sticks right in the wall. Pretty deep, actually.
All right. Well, I will swing across first.
You don't swing across. You tie it off behind you on something and,
and
crawl across.
Crawl across.
Yeah. Use your climb skill. You got to climb 15 feet, basically. Would this be rope use or climb?
It would be climb.
Climb? Okay. Yes.
Rope use is more like knots and stuff.
Remember to take out your minus 2 from your armor. Remember to take out your minus 4 from your armor.
Oh, God.
I have minus 6.
I don't have to add or take out anything then,
because
it's plus
2. So I'm just straight.
Yeah, so it's just base.
5.
You go to grab the rope and start pulling yourself didn't get anywhere. What'd you get?
11.
You managed to make it across.
Thank 60. God.
You get across.
Well.
Right again?
You can do it.
19.
Yeah. You're like... Hole's gone.
Okay.
Guys, continue now to the wooden wall.
Bravo.
Yep. Thanks.
You actually realize once you get there, it's not a wooden wall.
It's a door?
No, it's not a door. As you come out, the hallway ends about 10 feet in front of what you thought was a wooden wall and enters out into a large cavern. You realize what you've hit is the side of an ancient elven wooden ship.
A ship?
A ship. Boat.
Wow! In a cave.
Mm-hmm.
This must be what we...
You notice that there's water.
I quickly look around for the Goonies.
Huh? No Goonies.
Oh, okay. I just said Goonies.
Sloth Love Chunk! No, okay. Just check.
Hello!
It's a very, very large cave with the path falling down to the right, path falling down to the left. When you look down, the light barely illuminates about 30 feet down. You can see what appears to be some water. You notice the boat has been pulled up out of the water, and the water proceeds down to the west.
Okay, is there any sign of activity in this room?
No, this boat is 1,000 years old.
Why wouldn't the goblins have come down here?
Remember that trap that you were crawled over?
Yeah.
It was full of dead goblins.
Hmm. How often does it reset itself? Or does somebody have to come and reset it?
No, it manually resets itself. It's not a matter of trap. This is an elven trap. Mm-hmm. It means it goes, trap, kill, close. It actually has a little thing out there on the bottom that pulls the bodies down and pulls them out of the way.
Jeez.
Trap, kill. Yeah, elven traps are very
good.
Elven traps are very, very good. The boat is old.
Is there a way to get aboard? I'd like to climb aboard and look at it.
I'll give you a boost.
Why is she suddenly hesitant to actually climb up onto the boat?
Is there a rope anywhere?
No.
A ladder?
But it's only about 3 feet from where you guys are at to the top.
Oh, okay.
So it's like if you jump, you can reach up and grab it and pull yourself up.
It's not like you haven't felt my frisky fingers before.
I was kind of drunk one time.
Yeah, and you seem to recall the last time you used your frisky fingers that your fingers were in a cast for almost 3 weeks.
Keep in mind, I am almost as strong as you are.
That's what he likes.
Fun hitting on her.
I'll watch you, don't worry.
Okay.
I know I'm half your age. But I know his type.
Mwah?
She's been around. Whoa.
Hey. At
16?
Who's insinuating things about me?
Oh, sorry.
That was before I heard my calling.
So you climb up into the boat.
Yes.
And you offer her a hand up, I take it?
Yes.
Okay. This boat is old, 1,000 years old.
What's on it?
It's just an ancient elven boat. Has the rotted, worm-eaten remains of the sails. It's a tri-mast. Has some beautiful hand-carved woodwork. All the rails are carved with what look like to be a dragon shape.
Any writings?
No, it's a boat. You see the cabin behind you, behind the foremast, and then to the front of the boat, you can see what looks to be a way to go down into the inside of the ship.
Let's go inside. Are you coming?
Oh, am I invited?
You're still down, sitting down.
Yes. You can come with us.
Make a jump check with your armor. Did you beat a
16? 10? Yes.
Yeah. Okay, you can jump up. Pull yourself up.
I will pull myself up.
We're going down into the cabin.
No, to the deck. To the deck.
The lower.
The cabin is not going down. You just go into the door.
Oh, we could check that out too.
Yeah. Let's go to the cabin first, and then we'll go down to the deck. We go into the cabin.
You open the door to the cabin.
Okay.
And torchlight illuminates metal. As you get further into the room, you realize it's ancient elven armor.
Hmm.
Most of it's falling apart. It's 1,000 years old, hasn't been cared for. And that ancient elven armor is wrapped around the corpses of probably 20 different elves.
Wow.
Like one piece of armor?
It's like 20 suits of armor.
Okay.
They're all falling apart.
Wow.
I said suits of armor. I didn't say suit of armor. I said suits of armor.
It's funnier if you just said
suit of armor. Back around 20 elves are all stuck in the thing going, this is how we died. This sucks.
Fucking elves.
Whose idea was it to shove 20 of us in one suit? Bastards. Can't breathe.
So is this something I want to take with me?
The armor, it's worthless. It's falling apart.
Okay. Well, that's very sad. Should we search around?
Let's leave them be.
You find some crumbling old paper laying on the captain's table.
Ooh, I opened it up.
Well, it's not. You don't have to open it up. It's laid out.
Oh, well, okay. Is it in Elven?
Yep.
Something I can read?
Yep. It says in Elven, the tunnels have been made. The Diadin has been saved. With that done, we go to our deaths and pray that none shall ever find this gem again.
Hmm.
And it's got the captain's name of Erlen Thalas.
Hmm. Well, his name?
Erlen Thalas was the captain.
You can't make a bardic knowledge, Jim.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's going on? History?
You can do history. You can do bardic knowledge. Bardic knowledge would be more like lore. So bardic knowledge is just a straight intelligence check plus your level, so +3. 17. Oh yeah. Most elves know about Erlen Thalas. He was the captain of the navy of the old island of Mirren Thalas. And he disappeared.
Christ, from existence.
No. He just in the crossing over to the Asherim, he disappeared. It's thought that his ship hit storms and sunk. So the fact that he made it here. And you guys are only about 20 miles from the coast, so you're not that far. So obviously they found a cavern system with enough water in it, with enough of a draft that they could get the boat all the way in here to hide.
Hide the boat. Yes.
Hide the boat.
Well, obviously they were terrified.
So is this the long lost ship of this general?
Yeah, they're
amazing.
You're pretty sure the person behind, sitting in the captain's chair, is Erlen Thalas. He has the signet of the Elven Court on his neck.
Okay.
This is a major find.
Oh, this is him.
This is definitely a good story.
This makes me a little bit more worried about what we're looking for, but...
You're not going to say that to them.
Yeah.
You're like, huh.
She finally says with her inside voice.
Does she tell us that, though?
What, that it's Erlen Thalas?
Yeah.
Yeah, she tells you about it, but she doesn't say anything about, oh, I'm concerned about the Diadem now. No, it's more of a, a Diadem might actually be worth a whole lot more than I thought it was. It might be dangerous.
Sorry, she's sounding more and more like a rogue the more
Well, bards are pretty much rogues that sing.
Okay, well.
Had the same hit points.
Does it say where they hit it?
Nope. It just says that the passages, the caverns have been made, and the diadem has been saved. That's all it says. Mm-hmm. I did say the diadem has been saved, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, let's check out the lower deck.
Okay.
I will say words for the poor dead elves.
Underneath, and the
I sent them.
The lower deck. You find elven cannons.
Thousand year old elven cannons. Oh dear God, he's going to blow us up.
I am not.
Yeah.
I am not that irresponsible.
You see the cannons and you're like,
I have a lot more self-preservation than that. If we could get one of those out, we'd be millionaires.
Yeah.
Rich.
The elven cannon technology was lost after the elven war. So there's 12 of them to a side. There's 24 cannons on this ship.
Is this ship seaworthy?
It's 1,000 years old. Probably not.
We'll come back for them.
I'm suddenly daffy now. Mine, mine, mine! No, no, no!
Is there anything else down here?
You see a weapons rack.
Check out the weapons.
As you touch them, the scabbards fall apart, but the swords underneath are in very good shape. They're elvish long swords, which means they're mastercraft. They're worth a pretty penny if you guys can carry some out.
Yeah, I will definitely. How many are there?
There's probably 7 or 8 of them that are in good enough condition to sell.
I would say you should use those in lieu of your regular long swords, right?
Yes.
The mastercraft weapon gives you an extra +1
to hit. So do I put it here?
I'm going to put 2 in my... somehow in my... strapped to me somehow.
I'm going
to
wrap them up
and shove them back there. Yeah,
and I will. Well, I'll put my old one back there too, and I will actually use one.
Okay. Yeah.
So you've got 3.
Yeah. Go ahead and write Elven longsword.
I'll take a couple of them just to carry them for people.
What says we're in attack bonus? It's going to be a +3 because it's a +1 to hit. You don't get the bonus on damage, your steel damage is 1d8 +2, but you get a bonus +1 to hit. So you're going to take 1-2?
Yeah. Well, if there's 7
gonna,
of them,
are you
going to
use that foil?
Yes.
Okay. On the foil, it does a d8 and +2 to hit.
Okay.
Because foils actually have a +1 naturally.
Right.
Because they're quick blades. It only weighs 2 pounds.
So you have 2.
You grabbed a couple.
3. What do you have? 2. Yeah. I'll grab a couple.
Actually, I took 3 because I'm using 1 and I put 2 on the bag.
So she's got 3.
4, 5, 6, 7.
So you guys grab all of them?
Did I put 1 here then?
And they weigh 4 pounds
apiece. So I'm carrying what? How many?
2.
Where do I put the weight? Oh, here? 4 pounds?
Yeah, 4 pounds each.
4 pounds each?
I only have 1 here, right?
And the one there, yeah. Okay. Yeah, they weigh 4 pounds each.
Okay.
Which is, if you look at the weight on the longswords, is half the weight on a normal longsword.
Actually, mine was 4 pounds.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well, the old rules was that longswords were 8 pounds. These things are half the weight of a normal longsword. So if the normal weight of a longsword is 4 pounds, the weight of these swords is 2. Sorry. Because elven swords are mastercraft and they're half the weight, 50% of their weight. So you guys have strapped to the nines with
any daggers or anything else?
No, just several long swords. Mm-hmm. There's what looks like the rotted remains of some elven longbows, which you wish were still there.
Yeah.
Because elven longbows are renowned for their incredible
craftsmanship.
Yeah. But they've aged, and since they were never unstrung, they've fallen apart. They've been ruined.
But all right.
Fortunately, no armor. The armor was all falling apart. It was unkempt.
Is there another deck? A lower
deck? Yeah, you're going to another deck. Yeah. You're in the keel hold now, and it's full of stones. It's just for this is actually for the weight of the ballast on the ship. All the supplies and stuff are all rotted. Rotted away by now. You see a couple barrels.
I think it's long turned to dust by now.
Yeah. You see a couple barrels which look like they may have had water in them at one point in time, but it's long dry.
A
thousand years
will
destroy everything.
You haven't eaten yet.
It's only been like 3 hours since you guys got here.
Yes, we did. We all had steak, remember?
Goblin steak.
Well, is there anything else down there but stones and rotted food?
Well, do you want to search? Well,
yes.
It's dust of what was once food.
Okay.
16.
No.
21.
That's 21.
You're searching, and... You find a door, a little door that's buried under some rocks.
Uh-huh.
And it's not locked. You open it up. There is a bag in there.
I found a bag.
The bag falls apart, and gems fall onto the deck.
I found gems.
You see something sparkling?
I will collect them and we'll divvy them up.
And
later, how's that?
You move the rocks, you dig in the rocks, move them aside, and you find the rotted remains of a bag. And inside the bag is chainmail. And it's in very, very good condition. Obviously, elvish make. But it's a full suit of chainmail, which unfortunately you cannot wear because it's medium armor. But it's a full suit of elvish chainmail, which is in very good condition.
Can I take it with me?
Yeah.
I could wear chainmail.
Hey, would you like to wear this?
It's elvish.
You'd look fabulous in it.
Is it lighter than normal chainmail?
Try it on, try it on.
Here, can you see the button?
Yeah, I would like to try it on.
Everything the elves make is 50% of the weight of the normal armor. Of the normal item. So, if normal chainmail weighs 40 pounds, this weighs 20. And on top of that, not only is the armor bonus higher, it's a +6 instead of a +5. It also gives you +1 to your maximum dex, so you can have a +3 for your maximum dex.
I would love to wear that. It's no good to you.
But the armor check penalty is still the same. It's a -5.
Okay. But I would love to wear that.
And it also, remember, it slows you down to 20 feet.
I think this did too.
Yeah, it did.
What, scale mail? Yeah.
Yeah. All medium armor slows you down to.
So I'm now carrying my scale mail.
Do you really want to? Well, yeah, I guess you could sell it later. Yeah. It's going to make you, it's going to encumber you. But since you're already at 20 pounds, it's not going to slow you down anymore. Or 20 feet.
Okay. Yeah, I'll take it with me.
It's the elven chainmail.
Plus six.
+3 to your dex modifier now.
Well, it was with the scale mail, it was +3, so.
Yeah, so it's the same.
Elven chain?
Elven chainmail. And it weighs 20 pounds.
I no longer have that cost either.
Yep. It looks very nice. Very fitting, too. It's almost like it was made for her.
It feels good. It's lighter than my other armor was. Of course, now I have to carry that, but when I'm fighting, I will hopefully not have to.
But you want to try the other one back on just to make sure?
She was wearing clothes underneath that.
No, it was. This is better. I like this much better. I need to change my AC, don't I?
Yep.
Do you have Tylenol?
Yes, we do.
Well, I have ibuprofen.
Actually, we have Tylenol, sinus, and...
I don't know.
Well, it's got the same stuff that Tylenol has it from your headache, but it also has a decongestant. So it works like aspirin as well. Or pain reliever.
Whichever.
Mm-hmm. But yes, very nice suit of armor. Good search.
Excellent. I'll gather up the gems and toss them in my pouch.
Oh, I'll praise them for you.
Go ahead.
15.
Yeah, these guys are worth a lot. These are elven star gems. Not a lot of these left in the world.
I'll take a couple of these off your hands for you.
We'll divvy them up when we get back.
They're only worth, like, you know, one piece of goldie.
We'll divvy them up when we get back. You lie like a rug.
You can make a bluff check to see if you could actually bluff them on that, but yeah.
Can I try?
Yeah.
I'm still like no, we'll divvy them up when we get back.
No, no, seriously. If she bluffs you, dude.
4 points on bluff.
Roll against her.
24.
Natural 20.
Oh, dear.
Natural 1.
Oh, these are worthless. Here.
She's like, seriously, they're only worth like a gold apiece. They may be pretty, but they're pretty much just stone. And you're like, oh, okay.
What are they called again?
They're elvish star gems. And there's 8 of them.
Oh, did I not get a cut? She wasn't trying to bluff me.
Make a bluff check. She rolled a natural 20, so the only way...
Sense motive.
Yeah, sense motive. Oh, no, okay. Not good enough.
Look, the 20 is right there.
Yeah, that's too bad. It was only a 14. But yeah, well, they're not worth anything, so... You know, if she's willing to share a couple with... If she's willing to share a couple of them with you, because they are pretty.
I don't need them. Maybe you could donate some of those.
I could make a nice pendant out of one of them, though.
Yeah, I'll think about it when we get back. That might be a good idea.
Yeah, that might be a good idea.
She's like... You see little little dollar signs in her eyes.
Gold pieces are floating around.
Huh.
She's got that... Well. you hear music in the background to the tune.
Look at her eyes. She's swimming through gold like Scrooge McDuck.
Naked, no less. Which was why you're like...
Well, in his mind.
Yeah. In my mind, you're both naked, so...
There's an episode of Friends where Rachel's like, oh, did you want to try this? Phoebe just bought a whole bunch of new bras. And she's like, oh, do you want to try some of this on for me? And Phoebe goes, are we in Joey's imagination? I'm kicking my
hair. Why wouldn't your drink ever get you?
I'm going to take a small break because I have to use the restroom.
Are you having fun?
Mm-hmm. You ready?
Back to the frying pan.
So, you found the armor and the ship has now been thoroughly searched.
Did she search for anything?
Yeah, but she didn't.
I got a six.
Okay. Got a six.
We're watching you guys.
We're on a bone! Alrighty then. Let's go.
Are these cannonballs?
You've searched the entire ship at this point?
The ship is not a really large ship. The elven ships are not big. They're three-masted, but their masts are very small. It's about 80 feet from one end of the boat to the other. They made them that way so they're very quick. That's why there's only two dozen cannons on it. There's 12 cannons on each side.
Were there any passages out of this room other than the one we came in?
There was a passageway, like a walkway along the wall, heading to the left, and a walkway heading to the right. One heading back down towards the way that the ship obviously came from, and one going back towards the other direction, which goes into the darkness.
We should go into the darkness.
Shoot a magic missile.
who can fire magic missiles?
None of us, unfortunately. None of us are wizards or sorcerers. Alright. Into the darkness.
You guys proceed. Your torch finally goes out.
Not my torch.
It was my torch. Yeah.
Torch finally goes out. You guys have been down here for about 4 hours now.
We'll light another torch.
Yep. Tunnel. The passage leads along the side, and you see that it actually starts to the water. It starts to get very shallow, and you see rocks built up. And the sides of the passage, you can start to see the other side across the way, and it's getting closer until it comes to a point. And there's a large tunnel about 30 feet wide and about 60 feet high right in front of you.
Ooh.
Where it emerges.
Alrighty, let's go there.
Let's keep going.
And right down the center of the tunnel, there's a trickle of water.
Like a stream?
So it's coming from there.
Well, there's water coming from there, but it appears to be very little.
Yes. So maybe 1,000 years ago, this was... there's a lot more water here 1,000 years ago, probably.
It was a little different 1,000 years ago.
It's true.
You guys proceed up the passage?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's fairly clear that this was a natural passage, but it's actually been worked.
By the elves?
Probably. This is not dwarven craftsmanship.
It's not fine dwarven craftsmanship.
No. And it's definitely not shitty goblin or orc craftsmanship. It's somewhere in between. Better than what humans could do, but nowhere near as good as dwarves. Dwarves could make the stone, meld the stone like it's clay.
Butter. Like butter.
Like butter.
Like butter.
All this food's making me hungry, guys. But, anyways. You go through the passage, you realize it's going up.
Huh.
Alright.
Well, we did come down quite a bit.
Let's continue.
After about 10 minutes of traveling up, you finally come to the end. There's three doors. One in the middle, in front of you, and the water is trickling out from underneath the door. And there's one on the left and one on the right.
Let's go the one on the left.
Let's not go down the one in the middle.
Okay, yeah. I gotta open the one on the left.
Okay,
wait.
What? Let me listen.
I don't hear anything, I don't think.
Neither do I.
Ten.
No, you guys don't hear anything. You grab the doorknob, just the doorknob, and the door creaks open.
Got some oil. Whip out the can of WD-40.
Yeah. The room is dark. There appears to be a pedestal in the middle of the room, and there is what looks to be a gem sitting on the pedestal.
Hmm. How big? Look at it.
Big, like egg-sized, like chicken's egg-sized.
Do I know what it is, or can I?
Okay. Yeah, make a barter check.
A what?
A barter floor. Just intelligence plus your level. So plus 3.
11, 12, 13, 14.
You're not certain, but you think it might, it matches some of the descriptions of the diadem.
Okay.
But you're not sure.
Evie's decided that my hat is hers.
Is she laying in it?
No, she just went up to it.
Oh, they don't.
Mine.
Sorry.
That's a, I can use one, a lot of them. I can make a knowledge religion.
You can hit him. I'll hit him with it.
That's okay.
I just like hitting him, really.
Yeah.
Want a cupcake instead?
Could you tell us that?
There are cupcakes.
I tell you that I think this is what we're looking for, but I'm not sure. If it is, it's probably trapped.
Probably. I'm going to go open the center door.
The center door? Uh-huh. You see a pedestal, and you see the same thing sitting on the pedestal.
Not the other door.
Same thing. Pedestal.
What'd you find?
The same thing.
What? I go
come
into
and take a look.
I go into praise the one in the middle room.
Okay.
Just don't touch it.
They all... Okay. Yeah, they all look exquisite. They all look like... like they're worth something.
Hmm.
I need you all to make a listen check.
15.
What's nice? 25. Jesus. Listen. There you go.
3. 4.
You're so busy praising the gems, you don't hear anything.
Okay.
You hear a low sound, kind of like a growling sound.
Do you hear that?
And you hear something kind of like a rumbly sound.
Like a growling or a rumbling.
They're like, I don't hear anything.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
But I tell where it's coming from.
I think we need to take somewhere, this piece with us.
Somewhere in this room.
Which room are we in?
The center room.
The center room.
It's awful dark. You guys are noticing that the torch isn't really casting a lot of light in here.
Detect evil.
Detect evil?
Yes.
Start scanning the room? There is something glowing over there.
I'm going to go cautiously check it out.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I need you to make
something
a reflex
evil.
Save for me.
God damn it. 19.
Well, you manage to duck out of the way as with a roar something jumps with, it looks like 6 paws and claws, jumps right by you, lands on the ground, turns and rolls around, and it's in the light, but it's hard to see. It's like it's obscured, like everything is kind of not... It's like it's formless, but there's a shape to it. It's like it's blurred. Like you can't tell exactly what it is and where it's at.
I already have my sword drawn.
And it's growling, and you can tell it's got something that's sticking out and moving around in the air. But it's definitely got 6 legs. You can see 6 legs on it.
Right. I want to kill it.
Yeah, it's evil, and it's looking at you guys with very murderous intent. And I need initiatives.
What is
that? Make
a... It's evil!
Check.
Do it, honey. Do it.
Wait,
someone
is my initiative? Or?
Make an initiative check first.
Okay.
So roll again.
Oh.
Make an initiative check. Okay, 21.
Damn.
Ethan?
My initiative is an 11.
Becca?
16.
It goes on 33.
Good God. She does that. She takes it out of the bowl and then she eats it.
Oh, we're bound.
Okay,
now,
do I need
now
to
make an initiative check?
5. Wait.
I like ponies.
No, wait.
You have a plus 5 to knowledge nature.
7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
This is a natural creature?
Wait.
Yeah? Well.
8, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It looks like a cat.
Huh. Looks like a cat.
Foul beast!
With 6 legs.
Does anybody have any, knowledge check?
All skills are for poofers.
You can make, if you
knowledge.
Want to make one more check, make a, actually it's not a religious creature.
I
go ahead
have
and make a
knowledge nobility.
Check. That's not going to help.
Oh, wow. 8. Do I add 3?
3. 9. You think you've heard legends of it? Something about being... Something beast. Something about... Like, displacement? Something? Displacer beast. Yeah.
It's a creature from the foul depths of hell. We must destroy it.
Well, it's not really a creature from the foul depths of hell. It's a natural creature, but...
Enough of the sermon already!
We
don't need a history lesson!
And at that point, it attempts to jump at you, Ethan.
Give us a moment! Now!
yeah. That's a one. Let's see.
Tries to jump at you and just sort of pokes itself
in the
air.
It jumps at you, and what it does is it flies to the air. One of its things hits something and pulls it sideways, and it hits the ground and spins and rolls and bounce back up. It starts to jump at you with another claw, misses, and last claw misses as well.
Ugh.
It goes.
Scary, nasty.
And it missed. That was on 33. Right. Can't believe I rolled a 1 on the first attack.
Wait, I'm gonna figure out
if I can hit with 2 of the claws, then I can do a rake attack, and then it can try to bite. But it has to hit with the claw attacks, and it has to hit with the rake attack before it can do a quiet bite.
It jumps at me?
No, it jumps at Ethan and
flailed around and then hit me.
What am I attacking?
A very nasty looking thing called the displacer beast. Yeah, it's right in the middle of the group.
Oh.
Roll it again.
21.
Okay. You actually still manage to hit it.
She's okay, isn't she?
Mm-hmm. You hit it, but what happens is as you hit it, the sword comes out of your hand, hits it, and the sword flies off.
Oh, great. Right down your one.
Right down your one. Well, your old damage is normal. You still do damage to it. A lot of damage.
Good thing you got another one of those swords on your back. So I don't know that. So you can go find it later, but I wouldn't go after it now.
It roars and whirls towards you. 16, Becca. You just tossed her the one on her back.
She's got one on her back.
Well, that's true.
21.
21. That hits.
If that doesn't hit, I'm going to cry.
Well, you have to understand, it's a displacer beast. It increases its AC by the fact that it actually shape shifts from displacing by environment. So it actually has a very high AC.
6
points of damage. It growls, but it does not turn back towards you. It's advancing on her.
Wonderful. You look tasty, apparently.
Ethan?
23.
That hits.
7 points of damage. This is with the foil.
Okay. Did you add in the +2 for it being magic?
Yes.
Okay.
With the +2 actually be a... Sorry, a...
A 9, wouldn't it?
You only said that was to hit, wasn't it?
No, it's plus... It's plus
no,
2.
No, I only added 1 to the damage, so it actually will be a 8 damage.
Okay.
Just 1 more.
It roars at that and turns to look at you. And on its next attack, it does these things whipping around it. 3 of them look stop moving and quiver for a second and shoot at you. What's your armor class?
16.
That will miss. That will miss. Last one will hit, though. For 3 points of damage. Is this like tentacle, like barbed tentacle thing, shoots out and smacks you right in the chest and rips your armor and bloodies you.
Ow!
Yeah.
That went. It would like eat chunks of you.
Grab chunks of the guy.
You.
Yeah. Meanwhile, he attempts to attack you with his claws.
Okay.
What's your armor class?
16.
First claw will miss. Second claw will miss. Third claw attack. God. 5. Miss. Damn it. Okay, Rachel, it's your turn.
I don't want to get eaten. I'm too pretty to die.
9 and 11.
You miss. Well, you pull out the other sword, which gives you +1 to hit. I'll take it. So that's a 12, but you still miss.
Okay.
Becca?
Can I try and cut off the whippy things?
That's a cold shot. It's a -4 to hit.
Yeah.
They're small.
That means I'd like have to roll a natural 20.
You have to roll a natural 20.
Okay, never mind. I'm just trying to kill it the old-fashioned way. No.
No, miss. Ethan?
This might be a slaughter.
I swing with a 22, actually.
That hits.
Yes, 22. 11 points of damage that time.
Ooh. It's pissed now.
Continues to attack you. Can we do flanking on this if we get behind it?
You guys are flanking it.
So you get a plus two.
Alright.
So you have to get a plus two. Yeah. It whips its tentacles at you and it takes a claw and bite you.
I think I'm gonna get eaten here.
Miss. 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 Now the claws. Miss. Hit! Second claw attack? Or third claw attack? Misses. So it manages to get you with one of the claws. Which
okay.
It's a displacer beast in practice, in training.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's just the GM can't roll with a dick. It does 8 points of damage.
Yeah, you did after you
ow, ow, and oh. ow.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many?
It does 8 points of damage.
Ouch.
Yeah. It's plus 5 on the strength of the creature, and I rolled a 3.
So you're down to 1?
Yes.
Holy shit, really?
I had 9 hit points left, yes.
Do you have any healing
potions? I have 1 healing potion left. I'll use it next turn.
Okay, 21. Rachel? You have a plus 2 to hit as well, so you have a plus 5 to hit because you're doing what's called flanking.
7.
Of course, I can't crit it with a damn.
His shape is shifting. It's hard to hit him.
Yeah.
Okay, Becca?
So,
no.
Would you roll?
A 6. I can't hit him unless I get a 15.
Well, his armor class is a 20. You have to hit 21. Okay. So if you have a plus.
You told him I barely hit him with 20.
21.
21, yeah.
Yeah. His armor class is a 20.
And I rolled a 15 to get that 21.
Yeah, but you have a plus 2 because you're flanking now.
That's still nowhere near a 15.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, Ethan.
Take a swing at it with a. We get a plus 2 because we're flanking, so 23.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Thank God someone's hitting it.
9 points damage.
Okay.
Then I'll free 5 back and take a swig. Hey, that's not bad. 7, 8, 9, 10. Getting 10 hit points.
Now do I hit it again?
Nope.
No, it gets to try to eat me again.
It takes a free 5 back from you guys and then lunges at you.
Oh, lovely.
Trying to do both claw attacks. First claw attack misses. Second claw attack misses.
Does that give it extra damage when it lunges?
Well, it gets a plus 2 because it's guarding. But it drops its armor class by 2.
All round.
So we have to hit a 19.
You have to hit an 18 to hit it now.
Oh, that's right.
Total. So, Rachel, it is now your attack. His back is to you, and that's a hit.
What am I adding to?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's not. I thought that was an 18.
What am I adding to? Okay.
It's plus 2, plus the 3 is plus 5. So you have a 15. You just barely missed.
Okay.
Okay, Becca. You can do it!
16?
No. You have a plus 5 to hit.
No, I have a plus 6. So that would... Oh,
that's an 18 that hits.
Plus the 2 for flanking, so it's 20. I'm sorry, I was adding wrong.
Bad Becca.
7.
It roars. It's bleeding all over the place now. It's bleeding this black ichor all over the floor.
Okay.
And it's now Ethan's turn.
19.
That will hit.
Not very, very, very slim.
Yeah, very, very slim.
That's 11 points.
Still standing.
What damage do you do?
D8 plus 6.
Plus 6?
I'm a strong man. Plus 4 and then plus the 2.
Yep, from the sword.
So we're
still standing. It proceeds to try to maul you to death again. First claw actually hits. Second claw actually hits.
Probably go down after this.
Attempts to rake. Fails the rake. And attempts to hit you with 2 of its little tendrils. Mm-hmm. Attempts to hit you with 1 of them. The first one misses you. Second one misses you. What's your armor class?
19.
Oh my god, it actually hits. It crits. Okay, Ethan, on you. Because it actually hits with both claws, it halves its actual strength bonus. So it does 2 and 3 points of 5 plus 2 and 2 is... Does 9 points of damage.
Oh, I got 2 hit points left.
You, on the other hand, it hit you with the tentacle.
Ow!
Does a D3, and it critted.
Cad! Save yourselves!
You take 8 points of damage. As it's like, it like literally pulls the air out of you when it hits you.
So we're all very wounded right now.
Yes, very.
But so is it. And it's bleeding all over the place. That was its turn. Now it's your turn, Rachel. Come on, stabby, stabby. Nat 20.
25.
Nice.
Nat 20. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't
it's a 20.
You
it's a crit.
With a 20.
So double all your stuff.
Times 2.
So 2d8 plus 4.
Here. Here's another. Okay. Well, I thought I had another d8.
So 7, 10 plus 4 is 14.
14.
14. It's nice. Still alive.
Ah! My turn?
Yep.
Can I toss him one of my healing potions? Will that take my whole action?
No, that'll take a standard action. You can do, you can do attack and then standard action.
Okay. Does it matter which one I do first?
No.
Okay, I'm tossing you one of my healing potions.
Okay.
Wow. Oh, I'm not gonna roll
that's
that.
That's cool.
I got an 8! Wait a minute.
Oh.
Yes. Okay.
I was too busy trying to make sure I threw it at you.
Ethan? It's got both its claws in you, and it's growling in your face, but you've got a healing potion now.
Attempt, fail to stab it. Take a 5-foot step back. Take
push
a swing.
Take a 5-foot back.
Okay. Getting a plus 3, right? So yeah. 8. So I'm up to 10.
That's the foul displacer beast right there. Okay. It attempts to attack you again, moving forward, attacking with claws. Both fail horribly. Third claw attack. What's your armor class?
16.
Damn, missed it by 1. Okay. It sends 2 of its tendrils after you.
Okay.
And 1 after you. So the 2 on you, Ethan, a 10 and a 12 ain't gonna cut it. And a 13 isn't gonna cut it on you.
So. Okay. My turn.
It is now your turn. 14 plus
19. Do I do 5 still? Or?
Yep, because you're still flanking it.
19.
You just barely miss. Okay, Becca?
I'll try and hit her again. No.
Ethan.
Okay. And you come back here.
You're never going to be. No. Oh, you took this place, beast.
Sad, I can't
keep that. What was it, a 20?
Yes. that'll do. That'll hit it. That's a 26.
Yeah, that'll hit it.
For 13 points of damage.
It finally collapses.
Oh my god. And he's still smoking their stuff. No.
Yeah, it's at negative 12. It's dead. It's past the negative 10. We're it there? Had 1 hit point left. That was why I was like, it's still standing. You missed it by 1 point. I was like, oh, jeez.
Can I glance through the doors of the other 2 rooms and see if there's evil things in there, too? Just in this room?
Just in that room.
I think I'm going to take this now. It still might be trapped.
Okay, so how do we figure out
if detect it's traps. Trapped?
How do I do that? I'm going to use...
You're going to search it.
I'm going to okay. Look with her, because I'm pretty sure this thing is...
16, 17, 18, 19.
19?
I got a 17.
Yeah. It's trapped.
Okay. How do we do this?
Well, disable you can try device? The disable device, but it's not a class skill.
No, I don't have anything for that.
And it can't be used. Well, you can snatch and run. And pray the trap doesn't catch you.
What about trying to hit it with an arrow from the... door of the room to knock it out.
I don't
off.
Want
to
break it. This, it's...
Well, we'll blunt the tip of it. Well, we can put padding around the ground.
Ladies, leave the room. Just so there's only one person in here, maybe I can grab it and throw it out to you. Or grab it and run.
I disagree. I think we should grab it.
Who's
and
the fastest runner in the group?
Is that me?
Yeah, because they're both wearing heavy armor.
You guys start running. I'll grab it and I'll
follow behind you.
I think we should watch you.
Well, we could tie a rope around your waist, and you could cup your hands around it like that, right? And then we'll yank you out.
Yeah, they are strong enough to pull you quite far.
Okay, let's do that.
I don't have use rope, do you?
She has rope use. She can tie the rope around herself.
Okay. We can attempt it. On
Go ahead and roll it. Okay. Make sure you make the knot nice and tight. Hi, Evie.
And not in a place that's going to kill you.
She didn't get the rope to tie. It's like, yeah.
Someone else help me.
Dex, huh? Oh, I rolled a 2.
Oh, jeez.
You better help us.
We ladies can't do anything.
How about a 15?
That'll do it.
Okay.
Like, dead. I know how to tie knots, all right?
Especially when it comes to women.
Especially when it comes to women.
Hey.
I mean, no, I'm not taking that back. Okay. There.
Just make sure once you get it in your hands that you don't drop.
Okay, okay.
Go. Take the trail the rope out.
Okay.
Brace with it and get ready to pull.
I'm gonna grab it. Ready? Hello?
On three. One, two, three.
Oh, sorry.
Strength check. Oh, Jesus.
13.
18.
Yeah, she's like, you're like,
the two of them.
I fly past them.
You guys pull so hard, she runs right into the two of you. Knocks you all over.
Hold on.
You hear a rumbling sound and a cracking sound.
Let's get out of here. How do we get in?
You see a little bit more water trickling down the middle. And then you hear a crack and you hear a rushing sound. You look and you see the wall has got a big hole in it, water spouting out of it. And the wall, you can see the wall spider web cracking.
Yeah, we should go.
As much as I'd like to roll around with you two ladies, perhaps you should run. Yoink!
As I'm running with the head of the rope, and you guys are holding
them. Down behind you guys are running. Running as fast as you can. You see the water around the corner behind you rumbling. You can hear the water roaring. It's like,
God,
oh God, we're not going to make
it. Right one.
So here's you guys all.
You're indie. You're short round.
I don't have to be short round.
She's the tiny one.
Okay, so I'm Indy. You're short round. Indy, you're the.
I better not be the annoying whiny chick.
Sorry, only one roll left there.
Everybody, make a run check for me. Make a Constitution check. See if you can stay ahead.
10.
What do I add to it again?
Just your con.
Con modifier.
18. Yeah, she's like booking way past you guys.
12.
Yeah. 10. You guys, you can see, you can feel the water
makes
rushing.
That's the big lumbering one. Yeah. So.
You guys can feel the water like rolling at your heels. It's like awful close. She's gone. She's like,
are you guys coming or not?
Just remember us.
You guys come running out of the
tunnel.
I'm glad I'm the one who grabbed it.
You guys are coming rushing out. You come into the big tunnel. Come around the corners. Water just goes out in a big, huge geyser. Like the whole tunnel is full of water. The water is shooting about 130 feet into
all
the tunnel.
All those cannons.
I know. I was gonna say the cannons.
And the water hits the ground. Starts filling up the cavern. You hear another cracking sound, and the water level quickly recedes, and you see light about 450 feet down that way.
Maybe we could take the ship out.
The ship is still not setting.
Oh, not that much water.
No. There was a lot of water, but the fact of the matter is in 1,000 years, the passageway that used to be full of water is no longer full of water. Because the plates have shifted, and it's farther from the shore than it used to be.
And it cracked a hole in the wall.
Let's head that way.
Let's go out there.
Okay.
Well, you guys come out the hole. There's sand falling in. You realize you're on the shoreline.
Oh, lovely.
And how far away from the town is that?
Really? About 20 miles. Ugh. So you guys are like, what the hell?
I am going to eat Taylor.
Did we walk that further?
You walked 3 miles to the cave. And you guys have been down in the cave for about...
From
the sun, it seems like you guys have been down there actually for about 6 hours. So, you don't know how you managed to end up 20 miles away.
Hold this archaeology!
17 miles away from the cave and 20 miles from the town in 6 hours. You just cannot physically walk that fast.
Huh.
So...
It's magic.
Yeah?
It's DM magic.
Let's go back to town.
Magic is evil.
It's going to take you guys a whole day to walk there.
Oh. Let's sleep.
It's not dark
yet. What are we supposed to do now?
walk as far as you can and sleep.
Okay, let's do what over there.
He's playing with the little mouse.
Well, it takes you guys 2 days, but you finally manage to make it back to town.
She'll fetch if you throw it far away.
So, you gonna cast Detect Magic on your little diadem there?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Detect Evil. Is it evil?
It's not evil.
Okay. 3.
You don't have to roll.
Oh, I don't?
Don't. Did you just cast a spell? It is not magic.
We have to go back.
You guys can't get back to where those are at. There was water rushing out of that opening.
Whoever's down there is lost and gone forever, my dear.
You grabbed the wrong one, I'm sorry.
Darn it.
I'm sure it has a nice resting place now.
Okay.
But you did get some nice stuff out of it.
That's true.
And you have a great story to tell.
It was a grand adventure.
That might have all been fake.
True.
That's true.
Yep.
Well, oh well, it's a great adventure, and it makes for a good story.
Go back to the bar, and you're up there singing all the adventures. As we fade away, and we do a nice segue back to the caverns, you know, going down the tunnels. We come down to one of the rooms, and there's a goblin sitting there with this thing on his head, saying stuff to the other goblins. Camera fades out. The goblins had actually found the real diadem, which was actually stored in the boat.
Oh.
So it goes back to the thing I punted.
But they had it when they had it before we were on the boat, right?
Yeah, they had it long before you guys ever got there. That was why you never found the goblins. The goblins knew you were coming because they could see the future. So they set up a group of people to distract you to block off their passageway so you couldn't get to them where the diadem was.
I should have been smarter than
the goblins. Goblins are very, very cunning,
crafty little buggers.
Yeah. So that's the end of our wonderful little adventure. You all get 1,500 experience points.
Woot!
So under experience, write 1,500, which means that you've actually made enough experience points to hit level 2. Hooray!
What about the 20s and the 1s?
The 20s are worth 50 experience points, so add up all the 20s you got, and the 1s are worth 25. So you have 50, 100, 150, 200, 250, and you have 100. So you got 350 extra experience points on top of the 1,500
from
your critical stuff. So, you have actually successfully leveled, and since this is your first time playing D&D, we'll actually walk you through the steps of actually leveling up, since I don't know if you'll ever play again, but
okay.
We'll hold on to this character in case you do decide to play again at some point in time, and we can just run these characters some more, because these were fun, I think.
Next, you can take a level in Rogue, because they really think you're heading that way, and then you get things like Disabled Device.
Yes. Rogues are skill horse.
Yes.
Yeah, you get like 3/4 of those are going to be here.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.